This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Break this data down for us. What does it tell you about May consumption?
What it tells us is that May consumption was actually still quite strong on the cheese side and probably less so on the butter side. But the interesting thing is the price of cheese dropped from 168, 20 cents down to 148 here today in June. So what we really know now in seeing these numbers and then the last few weeks of price action is that demand really dropped off for cheese specifically at the end, probably the very last week or so of May. We know the food box program went away in May. We know schools closed in May. And you know, putting more milk out on there along with all the other milk production that we have. So you've got a few dynamics there.
StoneX Dairy Group broker Dave Krasowski in Chicago.
Tuesday.
Class 3 values are in retreat amid the oversupply of milk. Milk production reached an all-time record of 19.85 billion pounds of milk. That's up 4.2% from May of 2019. And the U.S. cow herd rose to 5,000 head from April and 145,000 head from a year ago. This is the largest U.S. cow herd, if you will, going back to 1994. So all of you dairymen continue to expand. We're just producing so much milk that it's going to be a problem at some point. But today, the demand is helping us out.
Class 3 milks range $16 on the downside and $19 for the high, which brings a little more stability to the prices.
Look how tight that is relative to last year's milk market, which we bottomed out at $11 a hundredweight and then soared on up to a little over $24 a hundredweight. So a much tamer market this year. Everybody's been able to deal with it, hedging July milk at $20. I don't see the milk market really giving us a lot of activity.
That's Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company.
Wednesday.
Building an effective team takes time, and it starts with effective selection and hiring.
Be as broad as you can. I know we used to always say put an ad in the paper, but that seems a lot harder now. So again, use the tools that are working in today's world. References, you know, info from your friends and family, that's kind of the best. Neighbors, friends in groups, church, you know, wherever you can, you want to talk about your business because that next kid could be your best employee. There's also a variety of programs out there where you can get interns, you can get TNs, you can get EB3s. Takes a little bit more work, but those are something to look into and consider, especially if you want, you know, a good long-term employee. So obviously, maybe you have a particular role to fill. That's important. But what kind of person are you looking for? And during that job interview, I always urge the owners or managers to be really clear about what the job is and what the expectations are. I mean, you may not have any employees, it's all farm family, but believe me, you have to communicate.
Liz Griffith is market development and human resource consultant with Encore Consultants.
Thursday.
National Dairy Producer Organization, we've been conducting our Tuesday evening calls for over 10 years. And we talk about at these Tuesday evening conference calls what steps you can take with your co-op to make their profitability the highest priority of the co-op, which legally the co-ops are obligated to do and frankly aren't doing. And so we talk about how to do this for producers to get involved with their co-ops to reform the way the co-ops do business.
Thanks for the update, Gary. Gary Genske, board treasurer from the National Dairy Producers Organization.
Friday.
We're right in the middle of summer heat stress periods for livestock. Over $2 billion are lost due to heat stress on our livestock industry. Our listeners should be aware of two important terms. The first one is called thermal neutral zone, abbreviated TNZ. Simply means that when the temperature is outside of that zone, either higher or lower, the animal has to expend energy to cool and therefore diverts that away from other productive function. The other one you need to think about is called the THI. It stands for temperature humidity index. And it says when this number is reached, cows now are under heat stress. And the magic number has been lowered a little bit, and that's to 68. So the take-home message with summer heat stress is be well aware most of your livestock are going to experience it. There are things you can do in the ration and cow comfort in the feed bunk to improve performance and avoid significant declines in performance.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.